Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren here, and I want to invite you to my new home, The Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. So what is The Big 615? Well, simply put, it's the official home of country music broadcasting live from Nashville to the world. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. Get the latest on country music, from your favorite artists to the hottest songs climbing up the charts. Oh, and it's commercial free. That means a whole lot more music and a whole lot more country. Hear it all on the Stormy Warren Show, weekdays from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. And I look forward to having you join me on The Big 615.
This is your country station,
The Big 615.
Whether you're doing a dance to your favorite artist in the office parking lot, or being guided into Warrior One in the break room before your shift, whether you're running on your Peloton tread at your mom's house while she watches the baby, or counting your breaths on the subway,
inhaling and long exhaling,
Peloton is for all of us, wherever we are, whenever we need it. Download the free Peloton app today. Peloton app available through free tier or paid subscription starting at $12.99 per month.
Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts but feel like gym shorts. They have it all: anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Halfway through, we're glad to have you with us. The big news, and if you're just waking up on this Thursday morning now, maybe you're on the East Coast and it's 4 a.m., or maybe you're in the Central Time Zone where it's 3 a.m. I know we do have people who are awake and who are going to the gym or getting ready for an earlier shift. A lot of you have to drive a ways to work, or you drive for work. Whatever it is, we are here for you at this hour, whatever hour you're staring at. Ooh, the bright red numbers on your clock. Sometimes they haunt you, don't they? The worst is when you wake up and you have maybe 45 minutes left to sleep and you desperately want to go back to sleep, but your brain starts going and you looked at those red numbers and now you can't stop thinking about the fact that you only have 45 minutes. Oh, you only have 40 minutes left. Oh, wait, you only have 30 minutes left. What the heck? This sucks. Or the nights where you know you only have 5 hours to sleep and so you need to get to sleep right away. And you or me, we put pressure on ourselves. Okay, if I fall asleep right now, I can get 4.5 hours. Okay, if I fall asleep right now, I can get 4 hours. Oh, that's the worst when I can't make my brain stop playing those games with me. It actually happened to me, and it could happen at any time of the day, but it happened to me on Tuesday afternoon because I was having to wake up early to go pay the mechanic who takes care of Princess Leia. And he only remains open until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I had to wake up, take care of Penny real quick, and then run up to pay him. And he's maybe 6 miles, 15 minute drive away, no biggie, if I go through the towns. And so I knew I had to wake up, and I woke up 55 minutes before my alarm was supposed to go off and couldn't get back to sleep. I wasted an entire hour being stressed out would be too strong of a phrase, but just being annoyed that I couldn't get back to sleep when I had another hour, and those hours are precious. All that to say, not so much the power of suggestion, but if that's you, well, I can certainly empathize. And we've got news for you. Even as you wake up on this Thursday morning, maybe you're trying to get back to sleep and you can't. Well, this is not going to help.
Este Uri Ruiz stands in his way. Grounded to third. Donaldson has it. There he is. Perfection for Domingo Germán.
That's the voice of Ryan Rucco on Yes Network, which is the Yankees' home TV network. And producer Jay just made this great point. It was neither of the lead announcers for Yankees TV or Yankees radio. Michael Kay is the longtime TV play-by-play voice on the Yankees' network, which is Yes. On radio, it's John Sterling. And neither one made the trip to Oakland. Maybe thinking, it's the Oakland Coliseum. It's a dump. Nothing exciting happens there. Plus, the atmosphere stinks because there's only 13,000 fans. Little did they know that for Domingo Germán and the New York Yankees, it would be history.
Ow.
Yeah, no joke. I don't know that Michael Kay or John Sterling would ever admit it, but it's a long trip. It's not necessarily the Bay Area itself, but people can't stand the Coliseum inside baseball circles. They can't stand the Coliseum. Maybe, just maybe, neither Michael nor John thought anything exciting would happen against the Oakland A's. Oh, man. So it's the first perfect game ever thrown by a Dominican-born pitcher, which is really cool considering there's been some incredible pitchers from the Dominican, from the DR, but my favorite all-time pitcher, Pedro Martinez, never had a perfect game. Came close, but never had a perfect game. And now it's Domingo Germán at 30 years old in a season in which he was below 500 and has just come off back-to-back brutal starts, including 10 runs against the Mariners a week ago. He'd never thrown a complete game in his entire career. He's served multiple suspensions since he got into Major League Baseball, including one in May for too much rosin on his hands. Sticky substance, if you will. He agreed that he would cut back on the rosin. But this is also a man who served an 81-game suspension under baseball's domestic violence policy in late 19 on into 20. He missed a bunch of playoff games in 19. That was when he had his best season ever. He's never been that pitcher consistently again. He was an 18-game winner in 2019. And the Yankees not only lost him for the end of the regular season, they lost him for the playoffs. And who knows what would have changed that the last few times the Yankees have been in the postseason, their offense has been the major issue. But he didn't have him. And then he missed a good chunk of the shortened 2020 season. And as far as candidates go, he couldn't be more unlikely. And the way he did it again, his first ever complete game, he started the ninth inning having thrown 93 pitches. He got through the inning by throwing 6 pitches. The Oakland A's did not really challenge him. 6 pitches. So congratulations to Domingo Germán. You can imagine his joy. He just lost his uncle a few days ago and said that actually on Tuesday, he spent a good portion of the game crying in the dugout because he was missing his uncle and feeling the grief, feeling the loss. What a difference a day makes. Not that it takes away the grief, but he did say after the game that he knew his uncle was with him, his uncle's spirit, and that he did it for his uncle. Big moment in baseball. How many people saw it? That'll be the question. We know there are about 13,000 people in the stadium. Even in Oakland or the Bay Area, I can't imagine there's that many people who are watching a game that's 11-0 in the ninth inning, unless you know that Domingo Germán is on the cusp of history. How many A's fans actually watch the games anymore, as bad as they are, knowing that their owner wants to move them to Vegas? Yankees fans, for sure, would have tuned into the game, right? But this is a done deal in, say, the sixth inning, seventh inning? The offense would have been the story, which is kind of funny because the Yankees have been scuffling offensively without Aaron Judge, but they didn't need nearly the offense they got. So let's just say, for the sake of argument, you're a Yankees fan in the Eastern time zone. Not necessarily New York, but you're a Yankees fan who is happy to see them put a bunch of runs on the board, but then you got to go to bed. So how many people actually saw it is the question, all the way through to the end. Maybe you're part of a group text. Someone sent you a text message. Hey, you better tune in. I was on the road on the way to our CBS Sports Radio headquarters, which are located in Lower Manhattan, and I caught the last inning and a half on radio, which is kind of cool. So I was listening to Justin Shackle and Susan Waldman on Yankees radio. He was happy. He was bouncing. Not only did he get doused with Gatorade when it was done, but his catcher got showered with Gatorade, Kyle Higashioka. Only 4 perfect games in Yankees history, only 24 in baseball history. And Domingo Germán. Don't know how many others were as unlikely, but he definitely was. And in fact, if you didn't see the end of it, Yes Network is about to air the bottom of the ninth. And I love the crowd. It's cold there in Oakland. I mean, people are wearing coats. And yet, all those fans, a good mix of Yankees and A's fans, they were all up. They made it a really impressive atmosphere for that limited size of a crowd, but that few number of people. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Speaking of ballparks, I don't know if they're offering kolachup. I think I like kolachup better. I don't know if it's supposed to be pronounced that way. We didn't get a tutorial on how to pronounce kolachup.
Kolachup.
Well, because ketchup, kolachup. I mean, it doesn't say cola, though. It sounds like you're making another word up, but it's spelled with cola. Okay, that's the whole point. Pepsi is trotting out a soda-infused edition of ketchup for Independence Day, because nothing says Independence Day like hot dog eating contest or cola chup. They've called it cola chup. And we want to know if you would try it, but mostly, what's your favorite ballpark food? So you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or my Twitter, and then our Facebook page, too. 855-212-4227. David is listening in San Francisco. Hi, David.
Yeah, hello. Hi, I just want to say that, there are lots of San Francisco Bay Area fans here that wanted to, give a shout-out, to the perfect game that that was tossed last night.
Yes.
And what was interesting was it brought back memories of I used to go to the A's games back in the 80s just out of high school, and then also back in the 90s when they used to draw close to 3 million fans.
Hmm.
So I think the Oakland Coliseum, it's kind of like raising its flag, kind of to etch itself in history. Like, not, like there's a lot of, what do you call it? It's been much maligned.
Sure.
And it's a beautiful park to go and watch a day game, sit out in the sun. And, the A's and Yankees used to have much, many illustrious, rivalries.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. They met a bunch of times in some pretty tense playoff atmospheres.
Yeah, and as I said, there are lots of also famous A's players that went to went on to play for the Yankees. Besides Reggie and Ricky and Jason, it's kind of only fitting that Josh Donaldson, last time he hit over 300 was with the A's, and that was 10 years ago. And so now, 10 years later, he's a part of history again with, making the final out from third. I mean, helping to make the final out from third base to first base.
Yeah, Josh Donaldson has got a history with both teams now. So were you rooting for it or no?
As a baseball fan, I was.
Cool.
Because it's a very rare occasion.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And one other thing, I know that you're into some idiosyncrasies. The four players for the A's, not for the A's, for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Don Larson, David Wells, David Cohn, and now Domingo. If you take the first two letters of each of the first names, it's like it reminds me of the Police song, like the do 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 the da da da.
Yes,
so
it
I
does.
Thought you kind of get a kick out of that.
I definitely did. And David, of course, you have the same letter to start your first name.
right, and I didn't know your age or anything, but I was in high school back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And the other Police song that kind of, resounds to me was, I don't want to say being an adolescent, but, being a teenager at those times, there was a song there, this Police song, Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Mm-hmm.
that was another favorite, was like, I just kind of thought of that for the Oakland Coliseum, making its final, hopefully it's not their final departure from the area, but if they move, I'd like the A's to retain their name. I mean, the Coliseum, Oakland, to retain the A's. Let Vegas decide its own.
Yeah, I gotcha. I think that's a similar sentiment for Oakland fans. So we'll see how that plays out. But certainly, don't stand so close to me when it comes to a pitcher who's locked into a zone. You don't want anybody else to stand close to you. That's kind of the funny part. And Aaron Boone said after the game that he really didn't say much to him when he came off the field each time. It was just about, hey, good job, Ming. So there wasn't a lot of communication. I did see that there were other guys sitting around Domingo Germán during the game, because I've watched the rebroadcast, but not a whole lot of interaction, because a lot of times when a guy's in a zone, you kind of let him dictate what communication there is, but he certainly was bouncing off the wall. So, David, I appreciate your insight, and the do-do-do, the da-da-da refrain will now be stuck in my head. Thanks for listening in San Francisco. It's After Hours on our Facebook, After Hours CBS, and Twitter as well. Love to hear from you, asking you your favorite ballpark food. But yes, perfection for the first time in more than a decade. It's a perfect game on the Major League Diamond. And I remember the last two. I do remember the last two. I guess I remember David Wells. Probably. That memory has changed for me because of his reflections on his physical state when he was pitching the perfect game. Now I no longer think as highly of it. Anyway, pretty cool to see it. Pretty cool to witness history. And I'm excited for Domingo Germán, because he's had poor choices that have led to a rocky road, but he's really had a tough go of it the last few years, so maybe this will put him on the right path. All right, coming up, what do we want to do coming up? We're going to do a QB News at the back of the hour. So we've got a corporate partner for QB News. We've got to get to QB News at the back of the hour. Maybe in advance of that, we will let you hear Christian McCaffrey playing piano. What? Kind of fun. And also, it was the NHL draft on Wednesday night. And no surprise, Connor Bedard is now a Chicago Blackhawk. Thanks for hanging out with us. If it's your Thursday morning, well, shake out the cobweb.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in, anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
And with the first overall selection in the 2023 NHL draft, the Chicago Blackhawks are very proud to select, from the Regina Pats, the Western Hockey League, Connor Bedard.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Not a secret to anyone who was following hockey, this was as close to a done deal as you can imagine. For the NHL, the Blackhawks had the number one overall pick, and they draft Connor Bedard, a tall, lanky, lean, big smile, young. Just as I look at him, I think, wow, he is a baby. And I do not mean that as a negative or slight, only that, wow, he could get crushed in the NHL. Now, he's very skilled, obviously, but he's relatively thin and skinny. He almost looks like he could be an NBA player or a future NBA player. And at 17 years old, I need him to bulk up a little bit. I'm kind of nervous about him in the NHL where they're all rough and tumble. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. The draft pick there on Sportsnet. No, on what was that TNT? What was that? Okay, well, the Blackhawks select Connor Bedard number one overall, and then he has the opportunity to talk about it to Sportsnet.
It's unbelievable. I mean, just looking down and seeing the logo and feeling it on myself is it's crazy. And, you know, just growing up, and obviously they won the three cups when I was, you know, growing up and watching, and, you know, all the players that played there, it's remarkable. So I couldn't be happier.
Congratulations to Connor Bedard. the NHL draft taking place last night. Now, does he know anything at all about Chicago other than maybe a little Blackhawks history?
Just that they love their sports, really. They've had a lot of, you know, iconic moments with the Bulls, you know, and Blackhawks, Bears, and Cubs, everything, White Sox. So, you know, that's kind of mostly what I know. Hopefully I can get to know it a little better soon.
You're going to hear him smiling. He's so smiley, which he should be. He should definitely be smiley because, again, he was the number one overall pick in the NHL to the Chicago Blackhawks, who have fallen on hard times but do have some recent Stanley Cups in their history. And there are a lot of people who would label him a generational talent. I've heard that phrase a ton about Connor Bedard, but he's 17 years old. And if you see the pictures or you see the video, I'm telling you, the young man has got to bulk up. 17. Now, it's not unheard of, right? There are teenagers that play in the NHL, very extensive junior hockey programs all over Canada, of course. And so he certainly has the skills to be on the ice. But I'm nervous that he's going to get smashed in a cross check. They can say, welcome to the NHL, rookie. Oh, bam!
They'll be gunning for him, that's for sure.
They definitely will. He's from Vancouver, North Vancouver. And if you remember, Connor McDavid was drafted by the Edmonton Oilers, number one overall, in 2015. I cannot believe it's been 8 years already. How is that possible? Does it really seem like McDavid's been in the NHL for 8 years?
It seems like four, maybe five.
Oh, gosh, that's crazy. But anyway, Connor Bedard hyped along those lines. So congratulations to him. Now, this is just funny, and we like to make you laugh. I don't suppose that if you're a veteran on a team that you need to concern yourself with the incoming rookie class, even if it is the first-round pick, even if it is someone who's supposed to help you win moving forward. Well, Carey Price, not sure if it was caught off guard, just had a brain fart, tough moment, but he couldn't remember what his team did in the draft.
Bonsoir. Le Canadien de Montréal are proud to select David.
Oh, no. No.
We planned it that way. Oh. David Reinbacher.
Oh, my gosh. No. Is that his most embarrassing moment? I don't know how many times he got nutmegged over the course of his career, but that has got to be his most embarrassing moment. You are still, you have one job. You have one job. You just got to remember a first name and a last name.
David.
Oh, my gosh. No, we have to hear the whole thing again. It is so unbelievably awkward. It's a Hall of Flame. This is a Hall of Flame candidate. All right, we're talking number five overall pick, and I get it. Carey Price is a goaltender. What does he care until the guy gets on the ice and starts helping? But the problem is, you're on stage, and you're the one responsible for letting this young man know that he is your overall, well, he's your first round draft pick. He's number five overall. All you got to do is remember his first name and his last name. And really, his first name is not all that tough, so it's his last name.
The Canadien de Montréal are proud to select David.
Oh, no.
We planned it that way. David Reinbacher.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, one more time so we can count the number of seconds in between the time he says David and when someone steps in. Go.
Le Canadien de Montréal are proud to select.
He got that part right.
David.
One Mississippi. Two Mississippi. Three Mississippi. Four Mississippi. Five Mississippi. Six Mississippi. Seven Mississippi. Eight Mississippi. Nine Mississippi.
We planned it that way. David Reinbacher.
10 seconds before the guy hears his actual name. He worked his whole life. Now, admittedly, he's younger. He works his whole life for that moment and then has to wait an extra 10 seconds because his future teammate can't remember his name.
David.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, my gosh. It was the general manager, Kent Hughes, who steps in after 10 seconds and says, "We planned it this way." Oh, that's embarrassing. I've had a lot of embarrassing moments here on CBS Sports Radio. I say some really stupid stuff. I totally get it.
He had to say a name. I mean,
for heaven's sakes, have it on your hand if you're not going to remember. You got one name. One job. David Reinbacher. That's all. That's all you got to do. Every now and then, our brains do not cooperate. Again, I'm with you. Sometimes my brain and my mouth are not on the same page. Sometimes I say really stupid crap. He doesn't talk for a living, okay? Talking's clearly not his forte.
David.
I love at the end, though, he says the last name wrong. Even, listen.
I mean, by that point, there's no salvaging the moment.
David Reinbacher.
Reinbacher.
Wait, Reinbacher, is that him or Kent Hughes, though? Because Kent Hughes steps in and says, "We planned this."
Then Kent Hughes says, "David," he's the one who announces Reinbacher. And then you hear Carey Price kind of under his breath go, "Reinbacher." Like, embarrassed.
Oh, it's Carey. I wasn't sure if it was Carey in the background. I didn't watch that all the way through. Oh, my gosh. And he's all dressed up. He's in a suit and tie. David, 10 seconds go by. It's awkward.
David.
The look on his face, he can't remember. He legit can't remember. He turns and he looks behind him at the Canadiens contingent because there's a bunch of them that are standing up there and he can't remember. And he's this embarrassed smile on his face. He starts with an R. He goes, like you can see him mouth an R, but he can't remember his last name. And then he looks around as in, "Help me, help me. I'm drowning. Please help me." Oh my gosh.
You know what's funny, though, is I think I'll remember his name forever more now because
forever.
He messed it up.
Forever. Forever. Okay. I mean, I've had some uncomfortable pauses myself. It's a good thing you can't see what's happening here in the studio. David. Rutrow.
David.
And on that note... Wait, should we take our break and come back and we'll do our QB news? Let's do our QB news and we'll tack on some Christian McCaffrey with football. I feel like there's no way that we can possibly top David. No last name. Carey Price. Uh-oh. the audience yells right.
We planned it that way. So David Reinbacher.
Someone in the audience yells it, and Carey Price starts to say it again and still doesn't know his name. Oh, my goodness. He's like, yeah, it's I know so it. Say good. It again. Why don't you have it written down? This is why I get frustrated with people who forget the words to the national anthem. If you think in any way, shape, or form, you might become nervous or anxious enough that you're going to forget the words. Just take the piece of paper out there. No one is going to remember if you had a damn piece of paper in your hands. What they're going to remember is that you flubbed the national anthem. Carey Price, no one's going to remember if you had the guy's name on a piece of paper or on your hand. No one's going to remember if it's on your phone. Everyone's going to remember that you screwed up and didn't have his name on the tip
David.
Of your tongue. Everyone's going to remember that. Jay's not going to forget it. He's legit not going to forget it, which means it's not going away anytime soon. It's Hall of Fame material. We have multiple Hall of Fame candidates. We might have to do one next week even. Sounds good. Carey Price, you're up.
Le Canadien de Montréal are proud to select David.
Oh, dear. I can't even listen again. Poor guy. Reinbacher! Say it again? He still doesn't know.
He's definitely not the Jets kid.
Oh, no, he's definitely not. I forgot that young man's name. He was so happy.
Let's go! Yeah! Let's go!
He would have done it 50 times in a row if you had asked him. He was so excited. Oh, that was cute. All right, coming up next, a little QB news because It's never a bad time. And we have a corporate sponsor.
You are listening to the After Hours
Podcast. Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Podcast.
Murray back to throw, and it is. Is it tossed? Oh my goodness, it's caught! DeAndre Hopkins caught it!
Dapper from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it! Touchdown, LA!
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's got it!
Yeah.
Touchdown! Joe Burrow and the Bengals!
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Kansas City! And off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it. End zone touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
This portion of the show, our QB News, brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get your free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. When they're out of season, still a few weeks to go until training camps get underway. No, let me say that again. Still a few weeks to go until training camps get underway. Well, guys like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, part of the Super Bowl winning Chiefs, they play golf instead. It's the Chiefs versus the Warriors in the match taking place in Wynn, Las Vegas, coming up on Thursday evening. And Patrick Mahomes has played in it before. This time he's got his teammate, his favorite target, Travis Kelce, alongside as they take on Stephen Clay.
The last year, it was one of my favorite events I've ever done. Obviously, you put the Super Bowls and stuff like that and my kids being born above it. But it definitely was a lot of fun. That's why I'm back this year, raising money for a great cause and having a great time doing it. And I will say the first tee box of last year, I tried to tell Travis this, was the most nervous I've ever been in a sporting event. I mean, those fans are lining that fairway, and I'm like, y'all just don't know. I mean, I hit a lot of fairways, but sometimes those things get a little loose. So I try to tell them to back up as much as possible. Luckily, Josh was the one that was taking out everybody last year. I'm going to try to stay away from the people as much as I can.
I'm excited for it. I get locked in for whatever reason. When you give me a tunnel of people with a golf club in my hand, we saw a little bit of it in Tahoe, but I think Pat said it's going to be turnt up a little bit more out here in Vegas. So we'll see what happens, man. I just know it's going to be an amazing experience.
I am really excited about this. I'm not joking. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, four of my favorite personalities in sports. I'm really looking forward to them being mic'd up. And then, of course, to see if anybody tags a fan along the first fairway. As Patrick Mahomes indicated, I'm still wondering if Patrick would try Kalachup. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we'll explain next hour. All right, some from Steph and Klay coming up next hour. But this belongs to our QBs. You know, Lane Johnson and Richard Sherman have something in common. Well, at least one thing in common. They both lost to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And turns out it was a bonding experience for them on the volume.
Do you think you enjoyed this Super Bowl run, even though, you know, the results wasn't what you wanted to be, but you think you felt and you were more in the moment? That's how I felt, too.
Yeah, it was a different feeling. I was proud how we bounced back. But, man, Mahomes, they do such a good job with misdirections, their routes. They did a good job with their linebackers. They know what you're trying to do with the line of scrimmage. So, man, it's a game of chess, too.
Believe me, we lost to them, too, in the Super Bowl. Believe me, I know you hurt.
Yeah.
We were up 10 in the fourth with 7 minutes to go and lost the game.
Like, feels like you came to the house and they took everything, even your damn socks out of your drawer.
Even your damn socks. And you're just looking at it, you're like, damn, this kid's special. You can't say anything else.
I was so mad. I went in the locker room and I was, I said a lot of bad stuff. And then I was like, well, better luck next year.
One of the best Super Bowls in recent memory, Chiefs 38. Eagles 35. Lane Johnson, he had a front row seat for what Patrick Mahomes was up to. Remember his incredible game? This is on 1.5 legs. 21 for 27. 182 yards from Mahomes through the air, but 3 touchdowns. Nearly perfect quarterback rating. They were amazing. So, yeah, Lane and Sherman bonding over losing to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Hey, Baker Mayfield wants to get in on the action.
Hello.
Not the Super Bowl part, of course, but the golf part. Apparently, he was out on the golf course with, see, it's Casey Phillips. I know her personally. She's a Bucks reporter, and they were doing the shot for YouTube.
It's the most humbling sport in the world because you can have a great day and then you can have a great shot, and the next one could be the worst thing in the world.
Do you feel like that was ever true for football for you, or was that did that feel entirely different?
No, it's especially playing quarterback. You got to have a short memory.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Good, you could have one good throw and then one bad throw. So.
Yeah.
Except, look at this. This is mental training for you.
Yeah, except I'm a little bit better on the football field.
Well, you know.
Are you?
It goes well, you know.
Maybe there was more to that, and we just cut her off. It's Casey Phillips and Baker Mayfield on Bucks YouTube. Except I'm a little bit better at throwing the football. So-so.
You know.
It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Juwan Johnson, also in the NFC South. He's got a new QB, Derek Carr. And, oh, what about the comparison he's making on SiriusXM NFL Radio?
It honestly felt like we've been working with Derek for quite a while now. And so OTAs was really good, really smooth. And, you know, he's given me more of a feel because he's an older guy. He's given me a lot of Drew, you know, going into the huddle, commanding the huddle, the guys gravitating to him. These are things I've seen how Drew conducted the huddle, how Drew conducted the offense and things like that. So it's given me similar feels. And so I'm really excited about what Derek has and, you know, and how he's going to move this offense.
Drew, he just dropped a Drew on us on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Johnson comparing Derek Carr really to the wisdom and experience of Drew. I don't think he's necessarily comparing Derek to Drew as a Hall of Famer, but you never know. There is potential. I'm excited for Derek Carr. This is one of the moves that I am most intrigued by. And really, the NFC South is wide open with all new quarterbacks and a bunch of new coaches as well. That includes Atlanta and Desmond Ridder, who will take over as the starter, at least initially. Grady Jarrett was on Good Morning Football, and he says Ridder has no fear, and that makes him a good fit for an NFL QB.
Man, you know, time gonna tell, man, but it's a reason why we believe in this. He's been a great leader for us in the time that he's been here, you know, going into his second year. But, I mean, also just the physical skills it takes to be a great quarterback in this league. And I'm excited to see him, you know, take the reins and with this opportunity that he has. But, I mean, we believe in him wholeheartedly, and I think he's going to shock a lot of people, but it won't be a shock to us, man, or himself, because he's a guy who has super confidence in himself.
Grady Jarrett from the defensive line gets to see and hear what Desmond Ridder brings to the table. I like that quality, fearless. That's a good one. Got to be full of confidence regardless of how little experience you have. And so Desmond Ridder's got to fake it till he makes it. And we know that there will be other young quarterbacks taking over in the NFC North. Well, it's not NFC North, NFC East. Well, it's Sam Howell or bust for the Commanders. Every single Commander to a man will tell you how excited they are about Sam Howell. Ron Rivera won't stop talking about it. He thinks that the intellectual component of the game for Sam Howell and for the Commanders will actually be the stimulant for their offense.
A lot more is put on the quarterback in terms of helping to recognize and the center. Those two guys will do a lot more. And I think we've got some really smart guys there at both positions, both quarterback and center.
Yes. Forget whether or not you can throw the ball. If you are smart, you got a winner. It makes me giggle. It does, really, because Jordan Love, you would think he was the next Brett Favre. Or maybe the next Aaron Rodgers, with the way that the Packers are raving about him. And I hope it turns out to be a huge... I hope it turns out to be a huge boost for the Packers in the wake of losing a Hall of Famer, that Jordan Love can step in and the transition can be relatively seamless. Is he going to be Aaron Rodgers? No. Let's hope not. The world can only take one of them. But can he be a solid, steady NFL QB? Well, the Packers will tell you, every single one of them will tell you to a man, that he can and that he's got his own skill set that will be proven once he has the reps. Then you've got the Commanders touting Sam Howell, Desmond Ridder getting all kinds of love in Atlanta. Good. That's good. You should have confidence in your quarterback. I think I'm going to withhold judgment just a little bit until I see what these guys can actually do in the course of a full NFL season, because it's a lot different when you are the man in the arena, so to speak. All right, so we didn't get to Christian McCaffrey, but I promise that we will. Plus Steph Curry and his splash brother. Let's hope they don't go splash on the golf course. It's the wrong place to be the splash brothers on the golf course. That's not what you're after. Put the splash aside. There should be no splashing on the golf course. Anyway, 1 hour to go. Good morning to you. It's After Hours with me, the goofball, Amy Lawrence, here on CBS Sports Radio.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.